Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. As you can hear, I'm very excited for today's episode. It is the first goal slash 3 month target of my goals that I'm going to be doing today. And I have quite a bit to get through. So you're going to need to strap yourself in. Like, get a cup of coffee, get some tea, drink some water. Do what you need to do to prepare to sit for this one. Because I have a feeling it's going to be long. Not that I'm going to ramble, because I always do that, but because I prepared so well for this episode, I've got a crap ton of points that I need to make and a lot of stuff to review. So it's gonna be a long one, which is gonna be a nightmare to edit, but I've prepared myself for that. I've actually recorded this episode very early, just because I know there are a lot of commitments I have going on. So I'm trying to be better and upload more timeously just to get some structure. So yeah, that is where we are at. I'm going to jump straight in. And there goes my light. Slow shedding. Gotta love it, don't you? So on to the actual episode, because I can't change load shedding, but I can change how productive I am without electricity. So here we go. To preface this episode, I would strongly suggest you go listen to episode number 2 for this year, which is the episode called The 12 Areas of Life. I misspelled it and it says 12 Areas of Knife, so that's just a fun fact. But that episode is basically how I determined my goals for this year and how I prioritized them. If you just want to revise, the 12 different areas covered things like fitness, emotional health, financial health, your love relationships, parenting, things like that. And for me, not all of those 12 areas apply for the goals that I'm trying to set. So going to listen to that episode is going to give you a great idea of kind of the format I followed to make my goals and to help just prep for this episode. So I will try and see if I can link that below, just to go listen to that. If you don't want to, no problem. It's not really too intense. It's not gonna trip you up if you didn't, so it's cool. I am going to be focusing on 9 out of the 12 areas. 6 of those have actionable steps. The others kind of just happen as they happen. Some of the goals are going to be taking place over all 9 of the following months, whereas some will just be a broken down piece that I'm going to hyper focus on for the next 3 months. I hope I didn't ramble too much and didn't make you too confused. But yeah, that is just basically what it is. Yeah, let's get on to the actual sections that I'm going to be focusing on. So out of those 12 areas, the 9 areas I'm going to focus on for my goals are health and fitness, my intellectual life, my emotional life, my character, my social life, my financial life, which I loved speaking about last week, by the way, my career, my quality of life, and last but not least, my life vision. So like I said, 3 out of those 9 are kind of just, they're gonna happen regardless. So my life vision, my quality of life, and my character are things that are kind of going to develop as I go along. I'm not going to be putting too much effort, or I really can't do too much in terms of goals in order to reach that, but there are certain things I can do to make them more achievable and make them better, but I'll get to that as we go along. So my first area, fitness and health. This, as I mentioned previously, is just your actual health from the inside out. So that is taking your vitamins, drinking your water, eating good meals, working out, making your body move. It's the physical fitness and health of your body. That is something that I did say I wanted to start working on since December last year, in terms of doing a yoga challenge and all those kinds of things. And I can tell you I have failed miserably in that. Not because of anything particular. I did mention beginning of the year I got sick, which threw out my 5-day
back-to-back yoga that I was doing, and then I just started and stopped here and there, and it never got back on track, which I'm okay with. New reset, new life, new year for me. I'm 30. I'm moving on, and I'm not being too hard on myself for that. For the next 9 months, I've broken it down in two different sections. So the last section of the year, because I'm reverse engineering this mother, is gonna be focused on physical health. So the last 3 months of the year for me, let me just emphasize that, is usually September, October, and November. Those last 3 months, I'm going to hyper-focus on the physical fitness in terms of working out, sticking heavily to a regimen, being more intense in the workouts I do. That is the last segment. The middle segment, which is June, July, and August, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be more about maintaining the habits I build in this first 3 months and then adding extra benefits, if I can put it that way, to start at the first level, which is the next 3 months, which I'm going to focus on, which is this bracket of March, April, and May. I'm going to be focused on drinking my water, which I've been sticking to. I just need to up the amount of water I'm doing. I'm going to make sure I move more often, because I found I have 3 to 4 hour stretches where I will sit at my desk from just before 9 o'clock with a cup of coffee and not move until 12, which is insanely bad for your health. So moving more is definitely something, even if it's having a mini dance party by yourself during a lunch break, just walking around more, anything like that. Because what I do is I have my Fitbit, I have it set to 250 steps per hour from 8 in the morning till 8 in the evening. And last week I actually achieved that goal. So it's hit and miss, because the one day I achieved it and the very next day I skipped like 2 hours back to back of doing the steps. So it's a work in progress, but the effort is there, and just moving the body more is going to make such a big difference for my health, which is why I'm going to focus on that now, so I can just get used to moving more and then later on build the habit of consistently exercising and being more intense about it. Another thing I'm going to do for my health is work out occasionally. Like I said, I'm not going to focus too harshly on it, but there are days where I just feel I need to do a yoga session or some sort of other movement aside from that. And then the third thing I'm going to also focus on intensely now for the next 3 months is taking my vitamins, as well as preparing nutritious and healthy meals, and also possibly cutting out dairy much more harshly, because I've discovered that that is one of my biggest things when it comes to my health. A lot of dairy is something I enjoy because I'm a cheese addict. I love coffee and I have milk in my coffee, but it is starting to affect me negatively. So I'm definitely going to be cutting down on that. I know I do that when I go to Mug and Bean. I generally have the bottomless coffee, but I get the soy milk, which is a dairy-free alternative, and it's also free, so doesn't cost extra, which is nice. But yeah, those are the things I'm going to focus on for my health and fitness, which is, as I said, water, vitamins, meals, and movement. Didn't intend for it to rhyme, but it does. Because those, I think, are definitely things that I need now. They're going to start it off on a good base level, because once you can do these without thinking, you can build the habit better. I will also add, I do have a goal weight that I would like to achieve. I set this for my birthday, so it's not going to run for 9 months. It's going to run for 12 months from the end of Feb till the end of Feb next year. I am not going to be sharing that publicly on this platform, just because A, I don't want the weight to be the focus. Health is the focus and the important thing. Health is more important than achieving a number on a scale. B, I don't want to trigger anybody with weight issues, with body image issues, or any issues relating to disordered eating or anything that can make someone feel some type of way about it. So, not gonna speak about that at all, but I do have a goal weight I'm trying to achieve. My next goal is my intellectual life, and this is basically your brain and your studies. Are you studying something? Are you learning something? Are you doing something? And one of the main ways to impact your intellectual life is through meditation, which I can definitely say has been working for me. The last week and a half, I have been doing
a daily morning meditation. And one day last week, my brother actually joined me, which was awesome. So the meditations I found in the morning really, really help, especially before work. I usually take about 20 minutes before I start my work day to just do a meditation and get ready for the day mentally by doing that. And it has definitely affected my day. I think I'm a lot more calm throughout the day, especially when dealing with other clients, because I'm not frantic and stuff. So I definitely am happy to do that. I also wanted to kind of see if I could stick to the meditations before I buy a subscription or something like that. That is definitely something I am excited to continue to do, because I definitely want to stick to it. So meditation is gonna be my focus for my intellectual life. Reading is also another thing you can do to impact your intellectual life, and it is something I am cracking down on, because I was good with reading before I went to go sleep until Eskom decided to slap me in the face by making load shedding between 10 at night till 12 or 8 till 12, and then I'm in the dark, so I can't read just before I go to bed because of it. So my thing is to read sometime during the day regardless. And last week Friday, I actually did that after work just to unwind. So I did start the habit and it's going well. I'm very excited about it. And it's something I genuinely love doing. I have two bookshelves, not just one. So reading is something I can definitely see myself doing for the enjoyment, not just the intellectual stimulation, which is nice. I've also read a book and I'm still reading it. I'm almost done. It is the book I mentioned in last week's financial episode, Money, A User's Guide. That's the one. And I actually have a pen and sticky notes inside the book, and I just bookmark and sticky note and things in that book as I go through it, which is so good, because you never know when you just need to flip through something and be like, ah, that was that point I was trying to make. So reading is awesome. It's brilliant for your mind. So reading and meditation are things I'm focusing on. I also want to do some of those free Google courses that they have available, just because I thoroughly enjoy studying for no good reason, but there are a lot of courses that do help for things. So especially there's a social media course I want and a career course thing. I must double check what it is. But there was a career course that I wanted to do. They're all free. They all take like an hour or two to complete. So that is something I want to do. I want to do at least one course a month, just because I don't want to be too ambitious with it, because sometimes I like to redo them, reread something, rewatch something, just to get all the information out of it. So I do take a bit longer than normal, and that's fine. I'm not gonna rush my journey, but that is something I definitely want to do, especially because it's free. We have these resources available to us. Why are we not using them? Like, come on, people. So yeah, those are the things I want to do. I also wanted to mention, you can study an actual course or anything of your choice as part of intellectual stimulation, or even learn a new language. That does help. It definitely works your brain. You do you. I might study a new language or even do a different course or something once I'm done with this. But I think I'm just going to stick to the meditation, the reading, and the courses for the next 3 months. So those are my goals. The next one is emotional life. And this is all the feels, like all of them. And from last year's grief to the new year beginning to the birthday celebrations, it's been a roller coaster of note. And dealing with your emotions through whatever platform suits you is going to be a key to dealing with this. Some people find that through therapy, others do journaling, some treat their friends as therapists. Good for you. Figure out what you need to do to deal with your emotional life, because that is something that is going to affect you for the rest of your life. You carry that baggage with you. You know, the saying of emotional baggage is the heaviest baggage. Yeah, like, listen to that. Unpack those bags, get rid of them, minimize them, declutter them, deal with it, because it's not fun. For me, I want to focus on being there for my friends emotionally, but also having them be there for me emotionally. They are brilliant at that, and I think I've kind of just dragged my feet on my behalf.
So I definitely want to be there for them as well as myself, because a problem shared is a problem halved. And then I also want to be more proactive about my journaling. Same thing with my reading in the previous goal. It is such a nightmare to try and write in a journal at night via a light from your phone. No, it's crappy. And also to do my gratitude, my journaling, being in my planner, it's so hard to do it without light. But there are other options that I just need to take advantage of. Like right now, I'm recording in load shedding. But that's the thing, you gotta find a way, you gotta make a way, and you have to put in the effort. So I want to put in the effort emotionally, because I do know I have neglected that very thoroughly. But yeah, journaling and leaning on my friends for my emotional health is going to be my goal. Especially just contacting them more. But more on that in a moment. The next goal is character, which I did mention at the beginning of the episode, is something that kind of just develops on its own, but it is something I'm going to monitor to a certain extent. So journaling about your character is the best thing you can do, because you are able to look at yourself and be like, this is who I am, this is my character, and this is who I want to be. And you can either take the characteristics you have right now and channel them into something better or more positive, or you can try and minimize the bad characteristics and emphasize or grow new ones. And that is something I intend to do through journaling. There is a course on character building that I want to do, and there's a couple of prompt sheets and workbooks that you can find free online for character development and growth and stuff. So I'm going to be hunting those down and doing it. As I said, this is something that will develop itself through my journaling practice. So it is a bit of a back burner thing, but this is one of those rest of the year goals. It's not really going to be focused on this next 3 months, but it is something that will be on the back burner for the next few months. My next goal is my social life. This I need to focus on first. I need to connect with my friends. I need to make a bigger effort to see them and to speak to them, because I want to just meet them in person more often and also chat to them via the phone, via WhatsApp, via video call, however and whenever I can, because I do suck at communication. I know this, but I know it is possible to do it because I have done it in the past. So focusing on my social life is something I definitely want to do, which will be apparent in a couple of goals. So just hang on, I'll circle back. But yeah, my social life will affect my emotional life. Like I said, being with friends, being with family, it does make you happier, and that will definitely then boost your emotions. That is something I definitely am going to focus on intensely, especially with family members leaving the country. I attended their party on Saturday, and I'm not going to get into it by... No. Mm-mm. The emotions, guys. The next goal is financial life. I touched on this in my finance episode last week, even though I rambled for most of it. I did love speaking about finances last week. And for finances, I have created debt for myself, which honestly, no regrets, absolutely none. They were big ticket items, at least for me, and I feel I needed them, so it was worth it. I planned to buy it, I shopped around for it, not upset. So for me, focusing on getting that debt down and increasing my emergency fund are going to be my main goals, but I will probably do a full breakdown of that sometime or other, because it's an overarching goal in my finances, and I'm not sure exactly how long it'll take. But the progression of the goals is not going to be as fixed as 3 months of this, 3 months of that, 3 months of that in the last 3 months, or the last part of the year for me at least. The goal is first and foremost, clear my debt. That means get rid of my debt to a point that I can pay it off each month more than what the installment is, if you understand what I mean. That is going to be my first goal. I do save for my emergency fund every single month, but the goal is get rid of the debt so I can actually put more into my emergency fund going forward. Once my debt is gone and I'm just making small debts every month to kind of just keep that ticking, I will be fine. So yeah, get rid of debt, grow my emergency fund. Those are basically my financial goals. I'm obviously saving for a house, as we all know. So there's that. That is my financial goals. The next big thing is my career. I have had a change of heart since the episode on the 12 areas of life came out. Just because I'm not in such a rush to find another job, and I'm emphasizing the word job, because I want to do a bit more soul searching, I want to do a bit more research and a bit more exploration to find what I truly want in my life for myself as a career. And the thing is, I don't want it to be a job. I want it to be a career. I don't want it to just be a place where I make money. I want to make a difference. Ooh, that's a good one. I don't just want to make money, I want to make a difference. Like, that is the career goal. That is it. That is it in a nutshell. Done and dusted. The next goal or area is quality of life. And the simplest way to explain this goal is, what is your life going to look like when you are on your deathbed and you look back on your life? Was it that you just worked to buy everything you wanted? Was it that you spent too much time doing the wrong thing? What is your life gonna look like when you look back on it? And having that vision can make you think of things that you want now that will improve your life. So when you look back on it, it literally was a good life. You lived a good life and you had a good quality of life. And for me, having a good quality of life is basically me going out more on weekends, me running out to a new coffee shop during the week, and me maybe getting a tattoo. Like, those are things that I know will improve the quality of my life. So I'm going to go out and do them more often. I left the house last week during load shedding and it was awesome. I bought a croissant, like, just because. And it was fun. I also got a handbag for myself for my birthday and it was good. So no regrets. I thoroughly enjoyed that. And looking back, even if it's just a week later, it made my week good. It made me really happy. And doing those small things are the things I'm going to remember. And it's also going to give me a chance to up my Instagram game. So yeah, I want to go out more on weekends. I want to go explore the wine farms I have practically in my backyard, because I'm right near the Stellenbosch wine area. So there are so many places that are less than an hour away from me, where they've got farm markets and stalls and food and music and stuff going on. So like, why not explore? Like, it's right here. So just going out and getting out more is definitely something that I'm going to do, kind of like once a month with the courses. Once a month I want to definitely meet my friends, and another time, once a month, I want to definitely go and explore a new place that I haven't done. So I've got a lot of planning to do, but it's going to be worth it. And then the last area of life that I have goals about is my life vision. This was the main one when I meant it'll be a work in progress, because each of the previous items mentioned kind of form the vision you have for your life. And sometimes the puzzle pieces are clear, other times you're kind of just putting a piece in the dark and hoping it works. And I don't have a clear vision. However, I do know that since I turned 30, I've realized something. And the thing that I've realized is I am in control of the things I can control. Let me say that again, just to emphasize the point. I am in control of the things I can control. So I'm going to own it, and I'm going to do my best to enjoy it, because life's too short to be miserable. Life is too short to not spend that hard-earned money. Life is too short to not enjoy yourself and just be happy. Like, everything is trying to make you miserable and trying to make you feel bad and then selling you a product to make you feel good. No. Who? Why? No. Forget that. Do you and live your best life. You don't need to subscribe to anyone else's nonsense. You do you. They don't own you. Your boss doesn't own you. Your boss is paying you for your time that you work. He doesn't own you. She doesn't own you. They don't own you. It is what it is. Do you. So in conclusion to this entire rant, these are the goals I'm going to be working on. And the thing that I'm once again going to emphasize is these goals are more of habits that are going to lead to bigger things. And by breaking it down into smaller segments and sections and things like that, I feel better about being able to achieve them, because I'm not taking the whole elephant and trying to swallow it at once. I'm taking it like one bite at a time. That is the best thing for me to do. And to make them habits instead of things I tick off and just be like, oh, I have to figure out how to work this thing into my day and tick it off. And if I don't do it tomorrow, I feel bad. I'd rather just build it into my day and make it a habit and part of my routine, so that once I'm in that routine, it feels weird to be without it, kind of a thing. So that is where I'm trying to go with my goals. I don't like it when it's a bucket list item that you just tick off. No. Bucket list items are things you do once, they're crazy, they're awesome, and you tick them off and you move on. Goals are things you are continuously working on, and once you achieve it, you're like, that was good, I achieved that. Now I want something bigger and better, how am I going to do that? And then you make those steps and you get it. That is why I love it. I love breaking it down the way I do. So, that is me. As I say every year, doing my goals on this podcast helps me take stock. It gives me some form of accountability, and it forces me to check in with myself, because on my yearly plan, it's already set in stone when the next upload for the 3 month goals is coming in, where I reflect on the past 3 month goals and then update them. So it definitely is more in your face than just writing it on a piece of paper and forgetting about it for the year, which is why I enjoy doing it. But this is for me. You don't have to listen to any of my goals. You don't have to take them on as your own. And that is the beauty of it all. This is just an example of what I do. And if something applies and you can take inspiration, awesome. If you disagree with everything, awesome. You are your own person. You choose your own path in life. You do you. That is it. But always just remember, small changes lead to big changes. That is why I focus on making routines and habits around these things, so that I can make them part of my lifestyle and that these habits can actually stick. Because no matter how old you are, drinking water is always going to be good for you. No matter how old you are, taking your vitamins are going to be good for you. No matter how old you are, maintaining relationships, enjoying your life, moving your body, focusing on reading and strengthening your brain, those are always going to be good things for you, no matter how old you are. So these are just lifelong things I eventually want to achieve. And if I can start them now, even better. That is it for the episode. It has been long. I can guarantee you that, because I'm looking at the time right now and I've been talking for more than half an hour. So let's hope when I edit this, it's shorter than that. But I already said strap in, so don't even stress. You knew this was going to be long. The song of this week is one that I have abused on my playlist on Spotify, like completely abused. And the song is called At Least I Had Fun by Martin Jensen featuring Rani. And Rani is obviously the vocals, Martin Jensen is the DJ. And this song ran through my head when I recorded the 12 Areas of Life already. Like, it's been there. And I'm just like, So this song has lived rent-free in my mind for like 2 months. And getting to use it now is awesome, because the basic premise of the song is that you can say, at least I had fun, even if you broke, even if you have no idea what your future holds, even if you couch hopping and spent your last money on a shot at the bar, at least you had fun. And that is kind of the thing that resonated with me, especially when going through the goal of the quality of life. At least I had fun is what you want to say at the end of your life. At least I had fun. I wasn't just a worker in a cubicle and was miserable. I had fun. So that is what I'm leaving you with. That is the episode. You can leave me a comment on what you thought of this episode or anything else, really. I don't mind. I love engaging with comments. You can do that on my Instagram, where I am the most active, at least in responding to things. I will leave my Instagram linked below. And that is it from me. I will see you in next week's episode. And other than that, keep being a better being. Love you. Bye.